Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 4, A Summary Description of the Beauty of Krishna. Ramananda Roy then explained that Krishna is attractive both for men and women, for the movable and immovable. Indeed, Krishna is attractive for all living entities, and for this reason, Krishna is called the Transcendental Cupid. Ramananda Roy then quoted a verse from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasam avira bhuch chauri, smayamana mukam bhuja, pitambara dhara swagdi, sakshan manmata manmata. When Krishna appeared before the damsels of Braja, smiling and playing upon his flute, Krishna appeared just like Cupid himself. There are different kinds of devotees who have different aptitudes and relationships with the Supreme Lord. Any one relationship with the Lord is as good as any other because the central point is Krishna. As stated in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Akila Rasamrita Murti, Prasrimara Ruchi Ruddha Taraka Pali, Kalita Syama Lalito, Radha Prayan Vidhur Jayati. Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasures, and Krishna is always attracting the gopis by the spiritual luster of Krishna's body. Krishna especially attracts Taraka, Pali, Syama, and Lalita. And Krishna is very dear to Srimati Radharani, who is the foremost of all gopis. And like Krishna, the gopis are glorified by Krishna's pastimes. There are different kinds of relationships with Krishna, and anyone who is attracted to Krishna by a particular relationship is also glorified. Krishna is so beautiful, transcendental, and attractive that Krishna sometimes attracts even himself. So the following verse appears in Gita Govinda. Vishvesham anuranjanena janayan anandam indivara shreni shyamala komalaya upanayan angaya anangotsavam swachanda vraja sundaridir abhihita pratyangam alingita shringara saki murtiman iva madhau mugdho hari kridati. Oh, my dear friend, just see how Krishna is enjoying his transcendental pastimes in this season of spring by expanding the beauty of his personal body. Oh, Krishna's soft legs and hands, just like the most beautiful moon, are used on the bodies of the gopis. When Krishna embraces different parts of the bodies of the gopis, Krishna indeed is so beautiful. Krishna is so beautiful that he attracts even Narayana, as well as the goddess of fortune, who always associates with Narayana. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Bhuma Purusha Mahavishnu once told Lord Krishna, Dvijatmaja me yuvayor vidrikshuna mayopanita bhuvi. My dear Krishna and Arjuna, I have taken the sons of the Brahmana just to see you. Because Arjuna had attempted to save some youths who had died untimely at Dwaraka. But when Arjuna failed to save them, Krishna then took Arjuna to the Bhuma Purusha. And when Mahavishnu brought forth those dead bodies as living entities, Mahavishnu said, Dharma Guptaye Kalavatirnav Avaner Varasuran. O my dear Krishna and Arjuna, both of you appear in order to preserve religious principles in the world and also to annihilate the demons. In other words, the Bhuma Purusha was also attracted by the beauty of Krishna. And Mahavishnu concocted this whole pastime just as a pretext to see Krishna. And it is also recorded in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kasyanu Bhavosya Nadeva Vidmahe Tavangri Renu Sparashadi Kara Yadvanchaya Shrir Lalanacha Rattapo Vihaya Kaman Suchi Rung Vritta Vrta. After the serpent Kaliya was punished by Krishna, one of the wives of Kaliya told Krishna, "My dear Lord, we cannot understand how this fallen serpent got the opportunity of being kicked by your lotus feet, when even the goddess of fortune underwent austerities for several years just to see you." Just how Krishna is attracted by his own beauty is described in Rupa Goswami's Lalita Madhava. Apari Kalita Purava Kash Chamatkara Kari Spurati Mama Gariyan Esha Madhurya Purava Ayam Aham Apihanta Preksha Yang Lubda Chetaha Sa Rabasam Upabhoktung Kamaye Radi Keva. Upon seeing his own picture, Krishna once lamented, "Oh, how glorious is this picture! For it is attracting me just as it attracts Srimati Radharani." Thus ends teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 31, The Supreme Perfection, Part 4, a summary description of the beauty of Krishna. Recorded September 27, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.